want to be in that moment.
We'll be right back.
Trans 850 in Miami. Be in the moment with Above and Beyond.
We'll be right back. Above and Beyond, live from a state of trance in Miami, bringing you the sounds of the common grounds. I'm Armin van Buuren, really happy you're tuned in with me. Today is something special, a stacked lineup and some of the best fans on site. And you out there, big shout out to all the stations that have cleared their schedules for us today. A record amount of FM stations are broadcasting us. Thank you for your help, guys. In the studio right now, fresh off the stage, happy he's back again. Give it up for Eric Pritz.
Yeah. Hello, guys.
How was that for a Sunday night?
I had so much fun. It was really good, as always. Thank you for having me again. The arena looked absolutely amazing, and the crowd was unbelievable, and I had a really good time.
Cool. I gotta ask this: the old school trance riff in "Stay With Me," was that something that was on purpose, or that just came about when you were in the studio?
No, I wanted to make I wanted to do like a hybrid between like the old trance thing,
yeah,
which I used to listen to quite a lot like 20 years ago, you know, and it's it was just something that I wanted to incorporate but in a fresh way, and I started working on "Stay With Me," it turned out what it turned out to, and
huge. Yeah. I'm playing it in almost every set.
Oh, great! Thank you.
Last time you brought your little daughter along in the studio. Is she turning into a dance music lover already? Or
well, she's in school now, so she couldn't come this year, I'm afraid. But she's back in LA. I'm just about to jump on the bus and go back to them again now. So yeah.
And actually, I wanted to ask you something about your IDs, because we were watching the ID fans on there, and there was one guy posting on one of the 1001 tracklist. Like, I'm
glad I'm not an Eric Pritz because
I hate all these EIDs. But that's not something you do on purpose, right? You just go, you prepare a set.
Well, I think it's because normally when I make music, I make it for my sets, you know, to play out, and not necessarily with a plan to release that specific track. It's the times when I can feel like, you know, for example, "Stay With Me," you can see that from the first time I played it out, people were like going nuts about it. So I knew, okay, so this might be a track we have to release, kind of thing.
So you decide your releases on the crowd reaction?
Yeah, yeah. Well, most of the times. If I love a track enough, I would release it anyway, but I make the music to play out.
Because you make so many music, so much music, and there's so many fans out there who are wondering, when can I get my hands on all these Eric Pritz tunes?
Never,
right? You just they have
to come
out
to my shows and you'll hear them live.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
that's a good call. But is there any signs of an album? Is that something that's on your mind or not at all?
Yeah, no, I am working on an album. It's been slightly delayed, but I really don't like to do, like, you know, you set like a time limit to, oh, I'm gonna have my album finished in January 2018 or whatever. It's finished when it's finished. I can't really control it, you know, and it's not something I want to rush. So there's gonna be a lot of albums, you know, in the future. I don't want to say when, but they'll come when they come.
Cool. Well, we'll watch you closely. We're massive fans here. Thank you so much, Eric. It was a pleasure.
Thanks for having me, man.
Let's quickly go back to Above and Beyond, live from Miami.
listening to A State of Trance 850 in Miami. Be in the moment with Above and Beyond.
The wind blows off St. Clair. I'm stuck at a red light, waiting a 6 mile in Delaware. The sound of a distant firebird, the echo of a rhyme, smoky words, an absence, sweet absence, fills the freezing air. I'm the wayside. I drove them out of here. Gave you the American dream and the music for your movie scene. But you left me bleeding. So listen to my prayer. You can break my heart and crush my dreams, but you can never take my soul. You can crack my stones and melt my steel, but you can never take my soul. You can break my heart and crush my dreams, but you can never take my soul. You can crack my stones and melt my steel, but you can never take my soul. You can never take my soul. You can never take my soul.
Out.
Above and beyond, ripping it up here at the State of Trance at Ultra Music Festival in Miami. Ruben and I are big fans. We're sitting here backstage, really enjoying what's going on. And so many friends have joined us here. Earlier we had Eric Prydz here in the studio. Paul Okafold came by. But also my good friend Shapov, who I just did a track with called The Last Dancer. He was here earlier and we recorded a little interview with him. Question that I asked him was... is this a plan you want to do more? Make more trancey stuff? How do you see this?
I just trying to make something unique and I was feeling it can be like really fits to Armin.
But how did you guys meet up? Like how did you get the production going?
Yeah, online. Sending each other back and forth, Logic Pro projects.
How did it go for the first contact between you guys?
I think Mafia Management.
Okay. Yeah, but like Armin... what's up, me? And said, hey, how was Russia?
Because you're from Smolensk, right?
Yeah.
In Russia.
Yeah, and then he got the project, did some magic there, how to make it real trance, you know, because my experience in that not so big. So and it starts sounds like really trance.
Yes. Oh, that's amazing, man. Can we expect more tracks like this from you in the future?
I hope so, and I would like maybe to work more with you.
Yeah, why not? If you have a good idea.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And a quick message to all the fans in Russia.
Привет всем. So, hope you enjoyed the Ultra.
State of Trance live from Ultra Music Festival, and we're watching the live stream on Twitter right now. What's happening on the feed, Ruben? Hashtag ASOTMIA.
I saw a message from Wendy Laura Lane. Armin, I don't know if you read this while I read it, but you destroyed the stage with some sick tunes. And Xubi138, how am I going to explain all the people tomorrow that I haven't studied anything and haven't slept all night because I was listening to the live stream?
I think a lot of people have the same problem. We love giving this love from Ultra to you. It's a special celebration, 20 years Ultra, and for us the 8th time we're sitting in this small container behind the stage, but we're really enjoying everything. Sending you guys lots of good vibes. Let us know where you're listening from. The hashtag ASOTMIA.
Be in the moment with Above and Beyond.
Thank you.
from Ultra Music Festival 2018.
Done such a massive tour around the US, we already spoke about it early in the interview. Does it mean that you haven't worked on new music for a long time, or is Tony at home right now working on some tunes?
Well, it's been a bit of both. You know, it obviously slows down our production when we're touring this much. But just last week, Jono was working in the studio, and pretty much as soon as we got back, we'll be back in the studio. So we're moving things ahead, but maybe at a slightly slower pace during the touring period.
Because I was watching your Instagram feed, and of course, Spencer Brown's as well, because he was joining you guys. Did you set up like a small studio inside of the bus as well, or?
No, not really. I mean, I think Spencer might have been working on something in his headphones, but no, we didn't really.
He makes 10 tunes a week.
As Pavo said to me yesterday, he lives and breathes music all the time. He never seems to take a break. It's amazing, actually.
How special is it for you guys to close a stage like this here for State of Trance at Ultra?
I mean, it's awesome. We've been coming to Ultra for so many years. It's the 20th birthday, and for us, we weren't quite sure whether we're going to come to Ultra or not. So, like, to be invited to close you guys' stage. It's just so true honor. Thank you.
Last but not least, 20 years of Ultra, you already mentioned it. What has been the highlight for you guys in this?
I think it's just being able to simply reach so many fans at Ultra. You know, you don't get the opportunity so much as you do here. So, I mean, it's just simply playing to such an international crowd.
A state of trance.
raining, it's pouring.